Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're watching us on television, there is a giant balloon structure behind Boomer. It's some sort of official, referee, made out of balloons that showed up here today.
Yeah, well, my friends over there at the Balloon Saloon on West Broadway sent it over.
It's got legs.
It's awesome. It's a got a little football, got a little basketball. There's no hockey.
No, but it does look like a hockey ref. It looks like he's got like a helmet on.
No hockey puck balloon, though.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It is. I'm with you, though. It looks more like a hockey ref. You're right.
And I think the reason why this came up on the show the other day is we were talking about sucking down helium.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes.
And then having a high-pitched voice.
Do you want to suck down some helium?
I don't.
I don't.
I'm an asthmatic. I cannot be sucking
down. Are you really?
Helium. Yes, I am.
You're an asthmatic?
Yeah, you've seen me with my inhaler. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know if it's going to affect my asthma or not. I don't want to find out. But Al, if you'd like to be the guinea pig again. But no, you don't have to do that either. I don't want
to. I feel like that's bad for your vocal cords.
Yeah.
It'd have to be, right?
It can't be healthy. Like, you don't see people that are going to juice bars also sucking down helium, or going into float tanks and sucking helium before they go into the float tank, right? I mean, it can't be healthy for you in any way, shape, or form.
It's got to do like something like tighten or stretch out your vocals.
Yeah, it has
to. The cords.
Are oxygen bars still a thing?
I don't think so. I mean, wasn't that a fad like 5-10 years ago? And people just showed up at bars and
in LA.
Yeah, used to have the mask on and get a drink and then breathe in oxygen.
After I went into the float tank, when you come out to relax, you go to the oxygen bar.
Oh, really?
For real?
Yep.
How was it?
Did it was
you
good.
Enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep in the float tank?
I don't think so.
But were you relaxed?
Yeah, I was very relaxed.
And how long were you in there for?
I guess like 50 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was good. How did you feel later on in the day?
Same.
Like, is this something you think you have to do, reoccurring?
That's
like
what they say, yeah.
They do.
I did enjoy the oxygen after, though. I chose a lavender scent.
Of course. So they put a mask on you, or what do you do?
No, just those things that go in your nostrils.
Isn't that a ripoff, though? Because, all right. Well,
that was part of the price. It was free.
But not really, if it's part of the price.
Because he went to float.
Okay.
In fairness.
You went to float. How much was it?
$60, maybe.
That's not that bad. But I feel like you're breathing in oxygen as it is. All you need to do is get like a lavender air spray.
Get some Glade.
Yeah. Some Febreze and you're good.
Did you? All right. So the whole experience lasted, what, about an hour and a half?
Yes. But this is pure oxygen, Gio, going right into my nostrils.
Were you sitting?
As opposed to the oxygen right now you're breathing.
Which is contaminated by people passing gas and that sort of thing.
Right, yes. So when you were getting the oxygen, were you sitting in a robe at a bar?
I was.
In a robe at a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Were there other people in robes at bars?
There was, which was awkward.
Really? Other floaters. A floater. That's nice.
And then a floater took the seat next to me, and then Gina came out from her float tank, and she couldn't even sit next to me.
What, you didn't save her a seat? That's on you, man. You're like, hey, my girlfriend's about to come out of that tank. I need this seat.
I don't know the etiquette at these float tanks.
You really stood up for your woman, huh?
So do you consider yourself a floater now? Is
not,
that what it is?
No.
No.
I think if you float one time, you're not a floater.
Right. You need to float numerous times.
Like if I bought a package, floating package, which they try to sell you on,
of
then I'd be a floater.
But you never bought the floating package.
I did not.
Did you even think about buying the floating package?
I did not.
Okay. I'm going to do it sometime soon. Maybe next week. I'm going to go because there's one in the town next to me.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Odell Beckham Jr., sent out another cryptic Instagram or tweet yesterday.
Yeah, he says, leash was off.
Or whatever the hell that means.
And then,
I didn't realize he actually had a leash.
Yeah, he says, leash was off. And then he said that God is working in mysterious ways with the schedule. And it was something like that, right? I have to look at the exact.
And then he tweeted to Jamal Adams or Instagram to Jamal Adams, see you week one.
Yeah, so that means they're probably playing maybe Monday night football, the first Monday night game.
Yeah, because I had brought that up with Jerry, and somebody tweeted to me that the very first Monday night game was Browns Jets, so they maybe they're bringing it back as some sort of anniversary.
Part of the 100-year anniversary
yeah,
of the league.
Exactly.
And the thing about that would be that there's two Monday night games that opening weekend. They would be the early one. So for the Jet fan, you know, probably
7 o'clock.
Yes, that's awesome.
That is great.
Yeah, he said, just seen the schedule. It's funny how God in the universe works. Week one surprise. And God doesn't make the schedule. It's some guy at the NFL office makes
named
it.
Named Howard Katz.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Funny how Howard Katz in the universe works.
Not even the right God.
Right. So what they're trying to do is they're celebrating their 100th year, and they're going to try to do all these things. That's why you have the Bears and the Packers opening on Thursday night. So that means who is going to open Sunday night football in New England?
Could be the Chiefs.
The Chiefs on their schedule? That's the. I would assume they are.
I would think so. Yeah,
could be either the Chiefs or the Steelers, maybe.
Yeah,
trying to think who that may be.
All right, we'll take a look at it. Yeah. Jerry is here with an update.
Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Al. We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Islanders blew leads of 1-0, 2-1. They were up 3-2 last night. Game one of their first-round playoff series with the Penguins. We were late in the third period.
Top of the right circle, Kessel. Right half boards for Malkin. The chant is defense. Penguins, Schultz fires and scores. Justin Schultz with a blast from the top of the left circle has tied this game at 3 with a minute 29 to go in regulation.
And
that
so,
is excruciating.
Yes. But if you thought that was excruciating, the joy would come in overtime.
Flipped it ahead for Matt Barzal. 2-on-1 with Eberle in the Penguins' own left circle. Barzal all alone in front. Deeks shoots and scores! The Islanders win it in overtime! Josh Bailey knocked it in! And New York wins it! 4-3 to take game one. They are mobbing Bailey in the Penguin zone as the Islanders have their first playoff win at the Coliseum in nearly 4 years.
And that is Chris King, radio.com.
Oh, boy, we're going to have fun today.
With the calls, 4-3, your final.
His voice does get high when he gets excited.
Yes, it does, and that's all right.
Yes.
Nick Leddy, Brock Nelson, Jordan Eberle scoring for New York as well. 41 saves for Robin Leonard. Here's Barry Trotz, the back-and-forth nature of this game, actually a good thing.
That was a great experience for this group. You know, that you had every element almost of playoff hockey in there, and just we'll have to regroup a little bit and be ready for game two.
And game two with that 1-0.
Do you have the cut of Bailey hitting the post at the end of regulation?
I do not.
See if you can find that, because that
sure. Probably sounds like this. Billy with the puck. Oh, no! Oh, scoring! He did it! Oh! We're going over there! Oh! Damn it!
You were talking about the fans.
Yes.
Here's Leonard, who certainly took notice of what goes on during these games at the Coliseum.
It was amazing. As always, it was special. I don't understand how they can scream for that long, but good for them. Good for them.
He had 41 saves on the night, so the Islanders up 1-0. Also of note, the Sharks beat the Golden Knights 5-2. Joe Pavelski scores off his face. Took a wrister right off his chin.
What? Yep. Yeah. Right.
Wrist shot. Scored off his face.
A wrist shot hits him right in the chin and redirects in. Loses two teeth, gets stitched up, comes back out and plays.
Super Joe. Is that what they call him?
Well, they can't after last night, for sure. The Stars win in Nashville 3-2. Blues over the Jets 2.
By the way, I think Zuccarello scored in that game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Cool.
Nice.
Good
for him.
Blue Jackets and Lightning. This was an interesting game, and if you were in Tampa, it certainly got out to a really good start.
Puck is loose along the near side. Panarin is broken up by Ruda. Point has it. Right circle. Right point to Ruda. High slot. Circuit job. Score! I think Yanni Gord might have tipped that.
I think so, too.
He did. Dave Mishkin, Phil Esposito. That was 3-0 in the first period in favor of Tampa. And you kind of figured they were running away with it, but then here we are late.
Werenski to Panarin, back to Jones. He shoots and he scores! I'm Jonesing for a power play goal, and Seth Jones just buried it. And the Blue Jackets lead 4-3.
Come all the way back, and they wind up winning that game.
I thought that Tortorella was going to pull Bobrovsky, their goalie, but he didn't. And good thing he didn't, because Bobrovsky must have made, I'm telling you, 10 point blank saves to keep the Blue Jackets in the game. And that's the thing about these playoffs. If the goalie gets hot and the goalie can steal games like this, that's what is the great even, you know, evener. You know what I mean?
Equalizer.
Equalizer. There you go. Thank you very much. And that's exactly what happened last night. That was another crazy game.
Tonight you got the Bruins and Maple Leafs, Capitals and Hurricanes, and the Avalanche take on the Flames. We'll start with the good from the baseball last night. That would be the Mets at Citi Field. The bad would be the Twins pitching as the Mets exploded for 6 runs in the 5th inning, but not with doubles and triples and singles and home runs.
The pitch, hit him, and that ties the ball game. Payoff pitched in the dirt, ball 4, and the Mets take the lead. The pitch to Cano, inside, ball 4, it forces home another run. The 3-0 is high, ball 4, it forces in another run. 4-1 New York.
That is Howie Rose on WCBS 880. They scored a bunch of runs off of Vasquez and Hildenberger. This was after Jake Odorizzi no-hit them for the first few innings, first 4 innings, I think it was. And then he lost it in the 5th, and they had nothing left. Mets wound up beating the Twins 9-6. That was Brandon Nimmo that got hit with the bases loaded. Wilson Ramos.
Even close.
No.
I mean, it hit him right in the M in Nimmo.
Terrible.
The first M, not
they were
the second
awful.
M.
They were absolutely awful, their pitching last night. You also had Wilson Ramos capping that run with a 2-run single. Michael Conforto, a 2-run single later in the game. Here was Mickey Callaway, the message to the team in that crazy 5th.
Keep on taking. Don't swing. No, you know, I don't think we even put a 1-take sign on.
And yet they were walking and being hit and all that. And this was also after the wild pitch where Jeff McNeil gets picked off in between 3rd and home because he was sleeping. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, first of all, the carom was fortunate for
the
Twins.
Has nothing to do with the carom.
But he
should have
stood
kept, there.
He should have kept running home. I don't understand
or
why he didn't do that.
When you stop, go back.
Yeah, didn't make
look
any
this.
Sense. Yeah,
what should I do?
Yeah, I mean,
run.
Right. Stopping in your tracks was the worst idea.
That's what you call
just
a Brett
keep
Gardner
going home.
Moment.
Yes,
that's what you call that.
What an idiot.
Yeah, just keep running home.
Oh,
man.
What should I do? I'll just stand here. Stupid. Whatever. Here's Michael Conforto. He says, "Yeah, we were really patient."
It just kind of goes along with the approach that we're going with. Get the next guy up, keep the line moving.
And it certainly kept moving. Wilson Ramos on Noah Syndergaard. Syndergaard was really good as he threw 7+, then kind of tired, but for the most part, pretty good.
I get excited saw him throwing the ball like that because everything moving really well.
It was Syndergaard's line last night in 7+. He was charged with 4 runs because the relief wasn't great. 5 hits, 7 strikeouts. He says good start overall.
Yeah, it was a step in the right direction. Felt really good out there.
And so the Mets move to 7-4 with the win. They are in Atlanta tonight. Steven Matz takes on Kevin Gausman on WCBS 880. Now we get to the Yankees. They were swept by the Astros. The ball's again flying out of Houston.
The 2-2. Swung on and into the air to left field. Heading toward the wall. She's gone. Carlos Correa drove one into those Crawford boxes over the high scoreboard wall. It's a 2-run home run, and the Astros have a 6-2 lead.
And that was hit off of Tommy Canley, the 5th pitch he threw, and John Sterling, the call here on the fan. The Astros beat the Yankees 8-6, along with Correa. Jose Altuve homered twice. Houston completes the sweep, extending their winning streak to 6 games. Here's Aaron Boone. You just lost 3 straight. Thoughts?
Well, anytime you get swept and you know, that's frustrating, but I also feel like we're really close.
They're close. Okay. How so?
You know, we got to tighten it up a little bit, play obviously a little bit better. But I believe we're really close to turning the corner.
All right. So his words, no one else's. Reporters then go to Aaron Judge.
Do you feel like you guys are close to turning a corner?
Turn a corner.
You guys got scouts, playing better. Than you have.
Yeah, 2 weeks into the season. You know, it's a young team that's, you know, they're battling. We're fighting.
Yeah. A lot of pauses there. Exactly. Turning the corner. Here was Joe Harvey, if you want some good news from the Yankees.
Awesome, yeah.
Well, I mean, he at least gave you a couple of scoreless innings. His thoughts on making his debut when he got the call in the 5th.
This is pretty crazy. This has just got real. And then I tried to just keep my head down all the way until the mound until I got a couple pitches under my belt. And then I started looking around. I was like, this is pretty dope. So.
That's right.
This is dope.
Man, this is dope. Cool. You were lit, man.
Yeah.
I love the... This guy's making his major league debut, right? This is one of the greatest moments of his life. But every Yankee fan is watching this game going, who is this
loser?
This team sucks. who's number 74? You know, and this is like his whole family. It's like the greatest thing ever. But
you know what?
Everybody
he pitched
him.
Well.
He did.
He had a couple of, I think he had three strikeouts, actually. James Paxton, the loss, charged with 5 runs and 8 hits, 3 walks in 4+ innings. The Yankees take on the White Sox tomorrow. Elsewhere, Chris Davis homered. Not once, he homered twice.
Which one? Which Chris Davis?
The one with a K.
Here's the 1-1. Hit high in the air to deep right. Powered by KD. Taking a look is Rickard, and up, over, and out on the concourse over the electronic scoreboard for Chris Davis.
That is A's Radio. A's beat the Orioles 10-3. That Chris Davis hit a pair of home runs. The other Chris Davis didn't start, but he did pinch hit in the ninth inning. He went 0-for-1. So he's 0 for his last 50, unfortunately for him. Nationals beat up the Phillies 15-1. Also, the Rays beat the White Sox 9-1. Tampa's now 10-3. And the Mariners are 12-2. They beat the Royals 6-5. And yes, Whit Merrifield and the loss extended the hitting streak to 31 games with a bunt RBI single in the seventh inning. Pirates beat the Cubs 5-2 and the Cardinals over the Dodgers 7-2. NBA, Nets beat the Heat 114-94. It's off to the playoffs now. The Nets get the sixth seed. They went 42-40. D'Angelo Russell hit 7 threes. He had 21. He was on my nine. He says, let's get this thing going.
I'm excited. Like I said, we're going in with a little bit of rhythm. Our guys are ready, well rested. Man, we're excited, man. The sky's the limit for this group.
No, they actually split the season series with Philadelphia 2-2. And, you know, I guess if you had to pick a matchup for them in the first round, would it be the Sixers?
Probably. Out of the top couple of teams, sure. Because you don't want to play Toronto.
No.
You don't want to play Milwaukee. So, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, if there was some way you could play Boston, I would say that would be a series you could win. But and by that the way, wasn't on the table.
We mentioned the injuries with Boston. Weren't sure it was a big deal. Marcus Smart's out 6 weeks.
Is he?
4 to 6
wow.
weeks. Yes. Partial tear of his oblique. Here was Dwayne Wade, his final NBA game. He had the triple-double. He had LeBron there. Carmelo was there. Chris Paul was there watching. Magic Johnson probably wanted to be there. here he was. He did a video, like, walking through the corridor after the game in the tunnel for NBA.com, and he says it was a good run.
It's been a ride. The 16 years has been way more than I could have imagined.
16 years, and that's it.
This is D-Wade, man. I'm out.
And there goes the career. Nets Sixers, game one of that first-round playoff series, Saturday at 2:30 in Philadelphia. The Knicks tied their franchise worst record of 17-65, falling to the Pistons 115-89. Detroit is in. They're the eighth seed. They will face Milwaukee. The other matchups, Raptors and Magic and the Celtics and Pacers out west, Warriors, Clippers, Nuggets, Spurs, Blazers play the Thunder, and the Rockets face the Jazz, the Giants, and Sterling Shepard. 4-year extension, $41 million. Patriots agree to a 1-year deal with Austin Seferian Jenkins, and it is day one at the Masters today from Augusta. The defending champion, Patrick Reed, tees off at 10:30.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.